Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Unapologetic Show. This is the podcast where I talk about all things being a recovering people pleaser, and I am just so excited to be here. Today is Eclipse Day, which it is, wow, it is actually a little terrifying. So I understand that eclipses are a lot of big energy. Not to mention the fact that we're currently in Mercury retrograde right now. So if you've been feeling a lot of big feelings, you're not alone. It is actually like a whole thing. Currently this is, I want to say this is an Aries eclipse. Don't quote me on that, but I could be wrong, but I'm like pretty confident this is an Aries eclipse. Not to spoil the eclipse for you guys, but, you know, Bella chooses that word. I had to make that joke. I'm sorry. I love Twilight. I think it's such a campy love. Like, it is a cult classic. Like, it is so ridiculous, but I also love it a lot. I went through, like, phases with my love of the Twilight series. You know, like, I think I read the books when they first came out when I was, like, in middle school. And I think I remember reading, like, being super obsessed with, like, the first three books. And then by the time the fourth book came out, I think I was, like, in mid-high school already. Like, I was probably, like, 15 or 16 years old. And then I remember reading the last book. And because I just felt obligated because I'd already read the, like, previous three books. And I remember once I actually, like, read the last book, I was like, this is the stupidest thing ever. I was so upset. And then, obviously, like, movies came out, and they were ridiculous. They did do really good with the last movie. Like, the change-up, if you know what I'm talking about, if you know, you know. The change-up that they did from the book, I thought was actually very good. Because I remember being in the theaters with, like, my sorority sister, seeing the last film, and just everybody in the theater screaming. Because it was, like, such a big plot twist compared to, like, the books. All of that to say, though, I am having, I would make fun of Twilight for years, and I still make fun of it in a lot of ways, but I'm having a renaissance of it, and now I have to have an annual rewatch of the movie trilogy, of the, not trilogy, but the series, whatever, because there's like four movies, five movies, something like that. Anyway, that's not why I'm here today. So today I just wanted to talk to you all a little bit about, you know, learning how to do things that just make you happy, and learning how to stand on your own two feet and kind of in your own, like, power. And I guess what's been making me think about this a lot lately is I feel like for a long time in my life, I kind of operated in a way where I allowed myself to let others make me feel bad for things that I liked or things that I enjoyed or things that I didn't like or wasn't into. And I think that there's something really powerful about learning how to stand in your own power and understanding that it's okay to like the things that you like and that not everybody else has to be into it and that that is okay. And I guess Twilight's a really good example of that. You know, like I kind of went on that phase of not liking Twilight because it was the trendy thing. And I mean, again, I still have like some actual like plot hole things that I'm still trying to figure out like how Edward got Bella pregnant. Like that, why, just how did that happen? I'm still trying to figure out like so many things about the Twilight series, but I like it. Like it's so fun for me to watch. And I'll be damned if anybody else listens to it and like or tells me that I'm wrong for that. So I think that there's something profoundly amazing about learning how to stand in your power and learning how to say like I do like this stuff. You know, recently I was talking to I was like texting this guy that I'm like talking to. And, like, he was telling me about, like, how I should be into WrestleMania and, like, wrestling. And, you know, like, I think historically when I was younger and dating, I used to feel like, I don't know, I used to feel like I had to like the things that guys wanted me to like, or that people wanted me to like, because it just made me, or like I had to hide the things I actually did like because it just, it didn't seem substantial, or it didn't seem like I had substance. And I really had to learn, and this is something that I'm like very proud that I learned in like my 30s. And gosh, if you're in your 20s, like, I'm sending love to you, because I do feel like there's some sort of power that comes when you are in your 30s, when you are comfortable to like stand up for yourself and to speak up for the things that you like. Because I definitely had to like learn how to do that. So I really just had to like reiterate to him, like, you know, like, it's cool that you like this, but this is not something I'm into. Like, just isn't. Like, I've been on this earth for 32 years, and I have the things that I like. And it's not to say that I'm not open to new things, but it is to say that, like, I don't want the things that I like to be so powered by just wanting to fit in or wanting to please somebody else. You know what I mean? So like, if I had a genuine curiosity in wrestling, that's one thing, but I don't. So, and I think that that is something that as people, we need to respect with each other, because it doesn't mean that there's anything less happening for me. It doesn't mean that I'm anything less. It just means that that's what I like. So I would also like to bring that up in terms of like, you know, like the Barbie movie, which was really popular last year. I feel like, and Taylor Swift, I feel like with those two things, I feel like there's a lot of pushback that tends to happen. I think this tends to happen a lot more toward women, where we feel the need to shrink ourselves and what we like, because men have a tendency, and this is all very, very stereotypical. This is all very, like, generally speaking, I'm not speaking about like all men. I know that not all men do this. I know that not all women are into these things, but I do want to say, generally speaking, that a lot of times, you know, there are men who will criticize the things that women like because they think that they're trivial. Like, they'll think that Taylor Swift is silly, or like liking Barbie, the Barbie movie, was silly. And I think that there's something so, well, obviously, there's obviously something very misogynistic about that. But that is a whole other conversation. But I do think that, like, as women, we tend to get demonized for the things that we like. And I think that there is power in being able to say, like, no, I actually do like this, and that is okay. It does not mean I lack substance or anything. And also, like, if anybody thinks that you lack substance for liking, like, the Taylor, like, liking the Barbie movie or Taylor Swift or anything like that, tell them to go kick rocks anyway, because for what reason, you know? So I think that it's really important for us as women to stand in our power, and just as people to stand in our power. I've definitely been kind of on this journey since I turned 30, especially, but just in general in my life, where I'm really just trying to dive into the things that I like and my interests, and be very unapologetic and unashamed of the things that I want to get into. So a lot of times that does mean sometimes I'll go to things by myself. Like this past weekend, there were a couple of like bands that like I wanted to see, and I just went by myself. You guys, if you've been listening to me for a while or just following me on social media, you know how strongly I feel about the solo date. And I think that by being able to embrace the things that you like or things that you have curiosity about, like, by yourself, that is a great way for you to learn what you do and don't like and what you do and don't want in your life. And I strongly encourage people to do that. Like, take yourself to a movie that you're curious about, even if nobody else wants to go with you. Take yourself to a restaurant that you want to try, even if nobody else is into that type of food or that restaurant or wants to like go with you or whatever. I think that, you know, being able to stand unapologetically in your own interests is so important for us as humans. And like for me, like I love like astrology and tarot, and I love the color pink sometimes. And you know, like I will watch like occasionally watch like the Kardashians or you know, like I love Taylor Swift, I love Beyonce. I love things that like people tend to think of as basic, and I think that it's so powerful to be able to say I like these things and to just like it unapologetically without being afraid of other people's criticisms, because it has like opened me up to just being able to enjoy my life a little bit more. You know, I for a long time, for instance, this past weekend I was going to get a tattoo. There's a local tattoo shop in Indianapolis called the Mandela Effect, and they have beautiful like flash events. Like their artists are incredible. I was like looking at into getting a tattoo during one of their flash events. And for those of you keeping score, it'd be my third tattoo. But I was like curious about getting one, and I got there and I was so overwhelmed by choices because there were so many great options. But if I'm being really honest with myself, there was a little part of me that was afraid of like how my mom would perceive me getting another tattoo. And I had to like kind of address that one head on. I actually like I called her up after I left, and I had failed to get a tattoo. And I know it's not really something that she's into, but like I mean, my mom has always been a very supportive person just in general in my life. It's just not something that she's into, and she always like jokingly tells me like to stop, kind of jokingly. I wouldn't say that's super jokingly, but kind of jokingly telling me to stop like getting tattoos. And you know, like I called her afterward and I told her, I was like, you know, I almost got a tattoo. And of course, like she was like, oh, I'm glad you didn't. And I was like, but if I did, it'd be for me. And I love you, but this is for me. And sorry, not sorry about that. And you know, like it was such a good moment for I think both of us, because it was kind of me reminding her of my autonomy as a person and the fact that I am just someone who is going to do what I want to do unapologetically for me. Like the way I'm living should not be for other people. And I feel like I've spent so much of my life trying to live for other people. If like that's one thing I can impart on anyone is to just start to live for you. So that means unapologetically diving into your interests, being unafraid and not unafraid, I guess, because being fearless, because fearless is not a thing that is an absence of fear. It's doing something despite fear, you know? But being fearless about like doing things on your own and being independent enough to try the things that you want to try, even if nobody else is interested in it. And that looks like going to movies or going to restaurants or trying like a workout class or, you know, trying an activity or a hobby. Even if it's something that other people in your life are either doubting or they are not interested in, I think that by being able to fearlessly lean into those things independently, you're able to come to a deeper sense of self, right? So I don't know, like I guess like this episode today, I just really wanted to bring that up to people, because I do think that there's something so powerful about you know, leaning into your own interests and really trying to explore what you like and what you don't like, separate from what other people think you should like. Yeah, so that's really all I had to say today. I didn't have a whole lot to say today. Also, today is eclipse day, so if I'm sounding a little erratic, I'm blaming all of this on the eclipse. I think there's a lot of like crazy energy happening in this in the universe right now. And honestly, I didn't even think I was going to put out an episode today because of the eclipse and Mercury retrograde, just because I feel like it has made me feel like really crazy the past couple of days. Specifically, like the last like week or so, I was feeling all kinds of emotions. I was actually in a big funk last week, and I'm strongly blaming that on the eclipse energy, that the shadow eclipse energy in conjunction with all of the Mercury retrograde energy. But hopefully this week is better. I am in Indianapolis, so I'm like directly in the line of the eclipse. I'm really excited to see my first eclipse. There was an eclipse in 2017 that I didn't get the chance to see. I think I was traveling for work when it happened, so, and it was cloudy outside. So I'm really excited to be able to actually see it this time. But I do think that it's important to still take care of yourself emotionally. But yeah, I'm here as always if you all need anything. But just I hope that this week I just really want to challenge everybody to do something unapologetically that you're interested in. I'm strongly challenging each and every one of you to go on a solo date, go to a movie. Like, if there is a movie that you really want to see, if there is a show that you really want to watch, if there is an album you really want to listen to, or a restaurant you really want to try, anything, I strongly, strongly challenge you this week to do it. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for anybody else. Don't do it for your mom, your sister, your boyfriend, your brother, anything. Do it for you. And I think that that is the most important thing that we can possibly do, because it does help us to build that foundation of who we are as individuals, and just creating that tapestry of, beautiful individualized interests in the world. So yeah, you do you, man. And I will talk to you guys again next week. Thank you for listening. Bye.